There's good news for service members seeking better health care and less confusion from the Defense Department and Veterans Affairs. The two departments have been working for years on a single electronic health record system. Now they say it's ahead of schedule. Barclay Butler directs the Defense VA Interagency Office and joins us now for an update on the integrated health record system and why it matters so much. Good morning, Mr. Butler.
Good morning, Emily.
First of all, thanks for joining us on this hectic morning in D.C. Let's start by talking about what the goal of this integrated health record system is. Why is it so critical?
Yeah, Emily, the Interagency Program Office really has three missions. First one is to develop that integrated electronic medical record. And what that allows us to do is it allows us to track our patients and their medical records from the time they raise their hand and swear in into the services throughout the services and as they transition to the veterans all the way to their final honors. What it does is it allows us to improve our overall quality of care for every dollar we invest.
Now, VA Secretary Eric Shinseki has recently said that it could actually help cut the rising suicide rate. How might it do something like that?
Yeah, I think what the secretary was talking about is it allows us to get that complete medical record and very especially transfer data from the DOD and into the VA so that when the VA is treating that patient, they've got the complete record in front of them. There's no disconnect in that record whatsoever. And in that case, we improve not only the suicide rates, but also their overall quality of care.
And I wanted to ask you about the record itself. If someone is a large-scale commercial provider, say a Kaiser or one of the companies like that, how familiar will the VA and DOD record look to those people using electronic health records already in existence in the commercial side?
Yes, Tom, there's really that's a two-directional a data exchange. In one case, what we want to do is we want to be able to not only send a request for treatment out into the private sector, where, for example, in the DOD, over 50% of our care is out in the private sector, send that request along with supporting medical records so that the treatment out in the private sector can be improved. And then even more importantly, bring that data back into the integrated electronic medical record so we continue to develop that continuous record, that longitudinal record.
Yeah, because those big providers have their own electronic health record systems. They've had them for many years, but I guess I'm asking, are we getting toward greater interoperability among the entire healthcare industry thanks to the works going on at DOD and VA?
Yes, very much so. Not only do we support the nationwide health information exchange that was developed out of Health and Human Services for the transfer of that data, but both the DOD, VA, and the Interagency Program Office very strongly supports the use of medical standards that we see out there, not only in terminologies, in treatments, and in the transfer of data, so that with this common structure, our data can be read by the private sector, and we can read the private sector's data.
So to be clear, this system is really meant for all service members and veterans wherever they seek health care?
Yes, that's right. It's primarily focused in on both the DOD and VA systems, that single electronic medical record on the federal side. But we strongly support the exchange of data with our private sector partners. It's by having that complete record that we can improve quality of care for every dollar we expend.
We're speaking with Dr. Barclay Butler, Director of the Defense Department's Veterans Affairs Department's Interagency Program Office. So tell us about the pilots. I guess they're going to take place in Norfolk and San Antonio. Tell us what's going on with them and what happens after those presumably work out.
Yes, we've picked two areas where we see strong representation from both the VA and their polytrauma sites and where we've got DOD hospitals, both Army, Air Force, and Navy. We picked those two sites because of that mix. And what we'll do early on is we will deploy our early clinical capabilities addressing laboratory and immunization while we develop our underlying architecture. I will tell you what we've seen over the years when folks deploy electronic medical records is they have a tendency to build all of the infrastructure and clinical capabilities come late. What we want to do is we want to push that as far left as early as we can and support our clinicians by delivering clinician-facing solutions as early on in the cycle as we can. We still got to develop our infrastructure and architecture, but we can't make the mistake of deploying that late. That's got to come as soon as possible.
So from a clinician's, from a doctor or a nurse's point of view, how describe a successful pilot. What will they be able to see or do?
Yeah, what we will deploy is we'll show them a clinical graphical user interface that not only links into the current systems, the legacy systems, but then early on starts to show the new capabilities. For example, the old laboratory will be replaced by a portlet within their graphical user interface where they can see the new laboratory. And then we will continue on the information technology side to replace those legacy systems with a net new capability and make that as transparent as we can to the clinician. And I think it's by not interrupting this clinical care, by not interrupting how the docs and nurses provide their care, that we can develop a much more seamless deployment of this solution.
Now, we've been talking about the kind of institutional players here, DOD, the VA, Cigna, the Aetnas of the world. What about what I like to call the last mile of this whole electronic health records effort, and that is the small practices, the specialized practices, the localized doctors that may not have invested in the kinds of technology that the big institutional providers have had? Will this speed that kind of deployment, do you think, eventually?
Yeah, Tom, you've brought up a really important point there, is how do we reach out to that doc's office or that physician practice? And our plan here is to work with the Office of the National Coordinator and use what is called the direct solution. This is where we allow a secure email between a doc's office and our electronic or medical record, so that we can exchange that information, so that when our patient goes out to the private sector, even down to the doctor's office, where we don't see a lot of electronic medical records, we can exchange data and we use a secure email kind of a transfer.
And give us just a sense of the time frame. We know from news reports that you've been able to jump ahead of schedule, but that comes after the project has been a long, long time in the making. What has enabled you to apparently speed things up now, and do you think that pace can continue?
Yeah, really there's two things that allow us to speed it up. The secretaries of both departments in October of last year rewrote our charter, and they really gave us the authority to go ahead and do what we needed to do to develop this electronic medical record. We went from an organization that had about 10 folks into it to an organization now that is looking at about 230, 236 folks, along with programming, planning, budget, and execution authority. The IPO now is that single point of accountability for developing that integrated electronic medical record. That's the first thing, and tremendously important. Gives us the authority to do what we need to do. Secondly, that kind of authority, we've been able to employ what we call agile development processes and agile management. Instead of a waterfall process where things are very, very sequential, We are developing in an agile fashion where it's quite iterative. Every 2 weeks, we start to show capabilities as we develop our clinical solutions. And by using this more modern development capability, we are able now to, I believe, accelerate our deployment from what the earlier plans had addressed.
And we couldn't come this far talking about electronic health records without asking you how this will affect the Blue Button.
Oh, Blue Button is very much part of our overall capability. This is where we really empower the patient. Remember that we've got three players here, the patient, the provider, and the payer. And in that relationship, the patient has been powerless, really, historically, in that they have very little within that loop to be able to influence it. With electronic medical records, we empower the patient, which Blue Button does as well. Is that now the patient can not only see their records, they control their records, they can actually add data into their records and help in their overall clinical care.
And I know the department secretaries recently spoke about this at a federal health care center in North Chicago, which has been a training ground of sorts, and things haven't necessarily gone well there in terms of e-health record projects all the time. Tell us, quite honestly, what are the most important lessons that you've learned about past pilots, and how can you make sure they don't happen again with these pilots that you're about to unveil?
Yes, North Chicago was really the first foray into how are we going to get the two departments to work in an integrated environment. And here we had two systems. We kept our two systems, our legacy systems, operating, the DOD electronic record and the VA electronic record. And we were able to transfer both orders, clinical orders, and clinical results so that a Veterans Administration doc could see a Navy patient or a Navy family member and see that data on their Veterans Affairs systems. And similarly, vice versa, a Navy doc could see a Veterans Affairs data. It was a tremendous accomplishment, and probably even more important is that we now have what we call joint workflow, that we got the Navy, DOD docs and nurses, and the VA docs and nurses to agree to a common workflow. This is tremendously important in developing the integrated electronic medical record, so we have a single workflow across both departments in all of our clinical specialties. Secondly is our network and security lesson learned. We learned that we've got to have a single medical enclave to support the exchange of medical data. We can't have a Navy area and a DOD area and a VA area and all the firewalls among them. We got to break down those firewalls and work with defense in depth, protect our data all the way down to the data element. And by that, we offer a secure environment for our medical records.